Hello and welcome to my podcast. This is Danelle speaking, a film and media student, and in today's episode I will be discussing the issues of cultural appropriation and how it has become a controversial topic in mainstream culture. In recent years, cultural appropriation has been a debatable issue, especially seen in music festivals, fashion runways, shows, celebrities' performances, and the list goes on. According to New York Times, cultural appropriation can be defined as the act of adopting elements of an outside, often minority culture, in which their knowledge, practices, and symbols aren't used within the culture's original context. I think people need to understand the difference between appropriation and appreciation, and sometimes people do get confused between the two definitions. A lot of examples that I've seen online is the fashion and entertainment industry that has shown cultural appropriation. For instance, the famous headline about the American model Karlie Kloss that walked on Victoria's Secret's annual fashion show in 2012. She was seen wearing a cultural headpiece originally worn by Native Americans during the war, which received a lot of backlash from her side. The fact that it was worn for pop culture and profit reasons without knowing any context behind it is one of the many reasons why cultural appropriation exists and why people can get offended by it as well. Not only models like Karlie Kloss has shown cultural appropriation, but also in music festivals, a lot of hipsters are seen wearing or taking a racial group's traditional wear, such as Native American headdresses or bindis from Indians. Furthermore, music artists like Nicki Minaj and Katy Perry has been criticized from using Chinese and Japanese-oriented elements from their stage setup to their costumes during their performances. The Kardashians as well are always accused of cultural appropriation. As seen on their Instagram, Kylie or Kim have photos of them with cornrows, which traditionally came from African culture, and many netizens were affected by it, especially women of colour, as it can be difficult for them to tame their locks with traditional hair products. Cultural appropriation again is that fine line between understanding one racial group's culture, background and traditional values, and the other being ignorant about it and not having knowledge about the culture. One thing that people do it for is the fashion, the trends, and what people see online, and a lot of it can be blamed on mainstream culture. Recently, I've watched this interview style video on YouTube by BBC about cultural appropriation, and the reporter interviewed mostly people of colour, and one black woman has argued that it's very frustrating and very ignorant that some people that are not of colour can take away someone else's culture. Some people question why do these people get offended and affected by it. It is because some of those marginalised groups, particularly people of colour, are not always heard and don't have a voice in society. From what I've seen in social media, the majority of the victims of cultural appropriation are white, and I think that thought makes people uncomfortable, maybe due to white privilege, and they probably think it's the norm. I think people just need to listen and understand that people can have different viewpoints, but also be aware and to be educated about one racial background before using their culture. Seeing people who aren't from one's particular culture dressed that way, embracing and understanding it from the food, the language, to the music is more authentic and a genuine action than putting like a Native American's headpiece or a bindi for a festival just for the cause of fashion and that it looks cool. And that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoy the segment, and I hope this podcast has given you an insight or opened your mind about cultural appropriation. Thank you for listening. It's Danelle speaking, and I'm signing off.